is in our midst.
Here's another call.
Well, the gospel for this 25th day after Pentecost comes from St. Luke's gospel. From the text, we read of the healing of a woman who was bent over double by the Spirit, for 18 long years. She was suffering due to the work of the enemy. We have this from the gospel. And Jesus was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And behold, there was a woman who was having a spirit of weakness for 18 years. And she was bent over double and was unable to completely straighten up. Her posture was bent down at an approximate 90-degree angle. And unless she inclined her head upward, she could not look forward to see. Therefore, she looked to the ground, to the stones and the dirt. Thus, her gaze was directed to decay. The earth and soil are made up from broken down or decaying products of stone and of organic material and substances. She looked down upon the products of death. Therefore, spiritually speaking, her gaze was set to the realm of the serpent. And I read this from Genesis, the first chapter, the third chapter. The Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, the deceiving of Eve and the betrayal of Adam, cursed are you above the cattle and above all wild animals. Upon your belly you shall go, and dust you shall eat all the days of your life." The realm of Satan is the products of decay. It is the realm of death. Although the woman's condition was a physical ailment, a spiritual parallel can be evident to be seen. Apart from Christ and a life of faith and repentance, all are bent over double, with our eyes fixed upon the serpent's realm of decay and death. Read again from the Gospel of Luke. Upon seeing her, Jesus called and said to her, "Woman, you are released from your weakness." And he placed his hands on her, and immediately she straightened up and glorified God. With this healing, her gaze was now in a forward direction. She now clearly saw our Lord and praised God for her healing. She could now look upon life and look up to the heavens. So we come to our spiritual condition. Apart from Christ, we are bent over double and gaze down upon the earth and decay, upon sin, upon darkness, upon alienation. By being in Christ, by faith and sacrament, we are straightened up and can look upon him with the eyes of faith. But when we look away from his ways and stray from him, we have begun to be doubled over and gaze upon death and decay once more. We move back and our souls begin to decay as well. Hence, we are given the sacrament of confession, spiritual chiropractic treatment. Today, we also commemorate the Apostle Andrew, the first called. He too, as he walked with our Lord, was spiritually straightened up. In Christ, with Christ, and for Christ, he gazed upon him and learned from him. He, together with the other apostles, gave us the apostolic tradition, which has guided the Orthodox Church for 2,000 years. By this apostolic tradition, we are taught by the scriptures and those who interpret them by this tradition. We are worshiping the triune God in the divine liturgy and all the services of the church. We enter into the sacramental life of the church, of the faith, especially by receiving the body and blood of Christ in and by the Eucharist. We are given examples of godly, holy living by the lives of the saints. St. Paul, from the epistle we heard, writes this, "I do not write this to make you ashamed, but to admonish you as my beloved children. For though you have countless guides in Christ, you do not have many fathers. For in Christ Jesus through the gospel, I begot you. Therefore I exhort you, become imitators of me." St. Paul, he uses the word begot, "I begot you." That's a very strong and bold statement. For he's speaking of spiritual fatherhood to the people. Thus, when a Protestant tells us, call no man father, when they attack people like me, St. Paul referred to himself to the Corinthians and another two or three occasions as their father. Now, the use of that word takes us back to the prologue of John's Gospel. The prologue of John's Gospel is chapter 1, verses 1 through 18. Now, these verses are constructed in what is called a chiasm, the Greek letter chi, an X. So you have A, or the first subject matter, and it moves along, and its focus is found in the center, those center verses of that X. And all the other verses comment in descending order from the verses that preceded it above the center of that chiasm. So this is at the center of this chiasm. I read from the Gospel of John. Unto his own things, the Greek word is taidia, meaning the things of creation, he came. And his own, idii, that means his fellow Jews, did not receive him. But as many as received him, he gave them authority to become children of God, to those who believe in his name. They are not from blood, nor from the will of the flesh, or the will of a man, but were begotten from God. We are all the children of God. We are the children of a spiritual family of faith, and we have fathers and mothers to guide us as we imitate their ways. We are the children of God. We are the children of a spiritual family of faith. And as any family has defining features and characteristics, so we have defining spiritual characteristics. By being in Christ, we stand up straight. We look forward to follow along the path of Christ, as we also take the guidance from the apostles and from the saints, as we move confidently in the ways of the apostolic tradition, which in part have been sent to us by the apostle Andrew, the first called. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.